Hello, how's it going?
Oh, hi, Dylan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. Happy Wednesday, right?
Definitely, happy Wednesday. I have two questions on my account.
Okay.
I know I'm still only on Dearborn Heights. None of the other addresses got, taken care of. And so that's the thing. So I know if those other addresses doesn't get confirmed, I'm willing just to leave it at the office and just do one location or whatever. Maybe, I don't know, however it works. I just want to make sure I start getting calls because I still think it's no calls.
Okay. So I want to let you know that first page placement typically takes 30 to 45 days. Those other locations.
Hasn't it been at least
well,
2 months?
There were 4 locations that we were managing for you in September, and then October 29th is when you added on the other 2. So it's only been, just about a month for that.
Is any up and live? Which ones are up and live?
Let me look. I'm going to go through your placements right now. See here. Okay, so Dearborn Heights, but you already know that, so let me go back to the other profile. And then Lincoln Park, let's check on that one. Lincoln Park is up and running, but there's no reviews on there, so I'll send you a review generator email to start getting some 5-star reviews rolling for that one. And then let me go to the next one, which would be Bloomfield Hills. Let's see if that one's verified. Same thing. Bloomfield Hills is up, but there's no reviews on there, so I'll send you a review generator email for that one. Let me go to the next one, which would be Township.
Could you check Southgate, the Cameron?
Sure. Let me just get out of this one real quick. So let me first, since I'm in this one, see. The Shelby Township says it's verified, but it didn't automatically take me to the listing. So let me see if I just have to put the link in here or if it's not, if there's a problem with that one. I see the Shelby Township one. So let me just double check this one. Okay, so that one's good. Same thing, though, no reviews, so we'll send you a review generator. Okay, so I'm back to the – so you wanted to check Southgate?
Southgate, yep.
Okay, so let's look at Southgate. Oh, good, Southgate's up. Same thing, no reviews, so I'll send you a review generator for that. And then the last one is Livonia, so let me look at Livonia. I think we have to work on Livonia because when I put in the verified listing for plumbing, O-Matic, Livonia, it automatically pulled up the Dearborn Heights one. But that should be having an individual listing. So that's the one I think. Was that one of the latter ones that you added? For Livonia?
Yeah.
For Livonia. Yeah. So when I tried to index that one into Google, it pulled up the one for Dearborn Heights. And it shouldn't be doing that. It should be pulling up its own listing, right? So I need to check with the technicians and see if a new PIN verification code needs to be sent out for that Livonia but there's something that's not published on that one. But all of the other ones are good. Let me check the address here. 15144 NOLA, is that a physical address where you receive mail?
Then is that Dearborn? I mean Livonia?
That was for the Livonia one.
Okay. Yeah, that one could get mail, yeah.
Okay. I just ask because just in case they have to send a new PIN code from Google, let anybody at that address know that checks mail that, you know, it might be coming. That way, if it does come, it doesn't get tossed or something like that, you know?
Okay. Did a letter get sent?
Yes. Yeah. So let me go back and...
Because I got to call and let them know that.
Yeah. Let me see, though, because I don't know when it was sent, so I just want to open up this profile and see. It's taking a second to load. Sorry about that. It doesn't say on that one, but what it says is added client as Google Business Page Manager and Google Business Page Optimization complete for all listings. And that note was added on November 21st. So I'm going to check with that technician and just make sure that there's not an error for that Livonia one. And if there is, let's say they sent a PIN code out, you know, 30 days ago. They're only good for 30 days, so it would have expired by now anyway. So what I'll do is if it's past 30 days, I'll send a new one, and they can expect it within 5 to 10 business days. Okay, but of course, if they sent a new one last week or something, then I'll call you and I'll let you know, because then that should be in the mail any day. But I need to check with that department. Now, the caveat to all of this, Dylan, is the technicians don't do any type of programming on an account while it's in a past due status. And we are having trouble processing this month's payment. So I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file or if you just needed
more
time. Yeah,
that part is the issue.
I see. Okay, so is there another one you wanted to use in the meantime?
Yeah. Is there anything owed right now?
Yeah, so the November 26th payment for $994.02 is past due.
How do I owe $992?
So let me open that subscription.
See, we got outrageous already. There's no way I owe $992.
So it looks like they have you into corporate pricing for the each location. So you have 6 locations with us, which equals $894. And then they're running a small campaign of Facebook ads of $16.67 per location. So that's where that 102 comes up. So let me just see here, because I think... what I could do just to help you out a little bit is I can discount the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth by $20.
Yeah, I can't pay $900 a month in the beginning with no call. That's undoable. Like a month, like so much time went by and I didn't make a dollar. Like months went by. And I gotta, like now I gotta come up with money, like that, and then next month too, it's like that's, I didn't get a single call.
Right. So I can help you out a little bit there, Dylan. What I would recommend is we could take the Facebook ads off, and that would save you $100. And then what I can do is I can discount locations 2 through 6 to $129 monthly. So if I apply that rate for you, it would reduce the past due amount to just $794.
And
I think, Right, that's with no Facebook. But when you think about it, you're only paying $16.67 per location. So those Facebook ads probably aren't stretching real far anyway. If you want to keep them on just to be safe, with your new rate, it would be $894.02. So if you want to save that extra $100, you can, but if you feel more comfortable keeping them on, then we can do that.
I don't even know. I got to check my card.
Yeah. Are you thinking you want to leave them on, or are you thinking you'd rather go with the $794?
Well, the Facebook, I don't know, because, see, so what I did in the meantime is,
yes,
I didn't even think I was live, honestly. I didn't know what was going on. I kind of forgot about porn. I switched to film, you know. I was doing film and doing YouTube and shit, you know. I'm not even fucking around with plumbing, you know. It's like, damn. It's like so much time went by, you know. I just got, the only reason I'm talking with you is because I got a missed call from somebody trying to sell me local splash. And then they got me back in contact with you. And now it's when I find out that I'm live.
Well, I called you this morning. Yeah, no, I called you this morning regarding the failed payment and left a message, and I think
I didn't
just...
get so. I didn't get no call or payment or message.
Oh, really? Let me go look.
Well,
and
wait,
see.
Wait. I do got a text message at 12:02 local slash at 12:02. I just got something.
Okay. Yeah, because when you called back, you got to the call center. So I think that's why you got somebody that tried to, like, re-pitch you, because it didn't come to my extension directly. It went to the call center. But it does say here, I left voice message, sent FPR email and SMS, and that was at 7:23 a.m. my time, which I think would be about 10:30 your time. So maybe the system is delayed in getting it out, but I did send it at that time.
Let me check to make sure the card is in. Well, I mean, if it's up and live, you know, I love that. You know, that gives me a little bit of hope again.
I'm going to take the time, Dylan, to compose a review generator email for each of those locations that needs it and send it to you. And it's pretty cool how it works. It'll say, thank you for using Plumb-O-Matic. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then it's already going to be hyperlinked to each of these individual locations. So all your client has to do is click the button and put 5 stars in there, and you're good to go. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And then with you getting some 5-star reviews on those fresh listings that are verified and published, and then I'll have our technicians start putting weekly posts on each of them, you're going to get even better results, and it's going to help you with your conversion. Because obviously,
yeah, I know the Dearborn Heights went up, so I know there's a couple reviews on the Dearborn Heights.
There is. You already have the 5-star rating on that one. But, you know, I can send you the review generator email for all of them. I would just compose them separately, and that way you can go in and, you know, kind of send them out as needed. But that will help you tremendously.
And then the Livonia's not up, you said, so right now. But we got Southgate, Dearborn Heights, Bloomfield, Lincoln Park. What was the other? There's one or two missing.
Let me look. I got to go back to that screen 1 second. I'm trying to really quickly adjust your pricing so you get that $20 break for all of the other locations. And then let me make sure that's stuck. That's amazing. You're taking the area by storm if you already have that many locations. Good for you. That's awesome. Is the 6 all of them total, or? see. Okay, good. So the billing looks perfect now. $894 with the Facebook ads. If I take the Facebook ads off, it'll be $794. But to answer your question, the locations that we have is Dearborn Heights, Lincoln Park, Bloomfield Hills, Shelby Township, Livonia, and Southgate.
Okay. And Livonia's not up yet, he said.
Well, it's linking when I click on it to the Dearborn Heights one, so I think there's a glitch. It could be up and it's just not linked properly, or it could be that they have to re-verify it or send a new PIN code or something like that, but that's the one I'm going to have the technicians look into once we get off the phone.
I got to actually find out because I bought those numbers through a site. And I don't even know when that's going to be due or the bill on that, the phones too. So I can lose those numbers just because I don't even know who I freaking signed up with. They were the good one. They gave me all the numbers. Yeah, so I got to actually, not because I don't want to lose those numbers because I'll have those listings and I won't have the numbers.
So what we can do once you look into that and you're indefinitely know if you're going to keep those numbers or not, is we could put a tracking number on each of these locations, and that would be free. We wouldn't charge anything extra for it. So how
if,
it would work
I
is...
If I lose those numbers, can I easily switch it without having to lose, like, and restart over?
You can. Yeah, the only thing is Google doesn't want to see this same number, 313-784-18... Is it 1809? Yeah, 1809 on all of the locations if they're different addresses because that's duplicate information and it would hurt you.
Definitely.
So we could go in and we could purchase new numbers for each of these other five locations. And then when people call them, they would still forward over to your number. So you could still use your number for each of the locations. It would just be through a tracking number. And the tracking number is pretty cool because it would also track the calls that are coming in for you from each location and record them and store them on the dashboard. We also have an app that goes with the tracking numbers. So if you find out that, you know, you want to try it for even one, let's say that you look into those numbers that you bought and there's one that you're at risk of losing, we can put it on there for one as a test. But if you want to look into, you know, keeping them for all of the locations, I can definitely have that enacted for you as well.
Okay. I got numbers. So if I lose these numbers, which I know it's still active because I actually just too coincidentally, I got a sales call from one of the numbers. So that's how I knew it was active. And then I got a sales call from Local Splash that got me to you. So
yes.
I guess I still got the numbers and I got their listings. I just found that out today. Officially, so.
Nice, okay. Yeah. Well, you will see each number associated with each location on those review generator emails that I'm sending you. So you'll be able to periodically just go in there and you know, maybe call the number just to verify that it comes back to you, you know? So it's always good to, yeah, have kind of a record of which number is being used for which location. And then let's say, the day comes where you call one of the numbers and it's disconnected or something and they took it down, no problem. Just call us or shoot us an email and say, hey, for Dearborn Heights, can you please change the number to this or that? And then we can do that for you same day. That's not a problem.
Perfect. That's perfect.
So remind me now, Dylan, how are you wanting to continue? Do you want to do the $794 without the Facebook ads, or do you want to keep it at $894 and put the Facebook ads in there?
So the only thing with the Facebook ad, I didn't know if it was up or not. I posted a couple things even for the channel, actually, too. So, and also, too, just a side note, I don't know if you could help me on that, maybe build me a little something for that, but I have... like I said, I'm doing the giveaways, you know, I am doing giveaways and I have a YouTube channel and I'm trying to make video and content and all that. So I don't know if that's something you could help me out with and maybe do something with that. but I do need something with them. So I'll let you think about that one. And the payment, I guess I don't. I guess I will keep Facebook. It didn't do nothing for me so far. I don't know if it's that takes time too. All I know is I did see progress today. That's all I can really say. At least I'm up and running, so I'm not upset. But I had no progress on Facebook.
Okay. So remember when I told you you're going to work on the reviews and I'm going to start having the technicians make weekly posts? We can make the weekly posts parallel to the giveaways that you're running on your YouTube, or we can create them as a generic. Like, oh, for the highest quality plumbing service in town, please call Plumb-O-Matic, you know, with a little call to action. Or let's say that you're having a giveaway, we can also customize those posts. So that's something that you can think of. And if you want to customize them for each location,
well, yeah.
What I would do is I would
I was just going to say, in December, we're doing, like, all giveaways. So we got 25 days of Christmas to where, so we got like the prize ball I'm going to be doing. Okay. We got it. We created it. So we're going to be giving like gift, PlayStation, Xboxes, laptop, Movados, this, that, all that stuff. Okay. Away. It's subscribers. Then also too, because we're attending kids too and all that. We got 25 days of Christmas coming. We're each day for the 25 days of Christmas, from the 1st to the 25th, we're going to give a box of Legos and a box of a Play-Doh to a subscriber. They could have it, take it or keep it, whatever, you know. So we do have that, and I already have videos, YouTube, of that going on. So I don't know if we could match that up, but I also want something. I also want a foundation built, like a website, this and that, to where it's not linked to plumbing. They don't know we do plumbing. Like, we kept the name Plumb-O-Matic, but that's going to be like, Plumb-O-Matic is a sponsor, a plumbing company, but we don't want to be advertising plumbing company on the YouTube channel and the prize ball and the 25 days of Christmas and all the video content. It's not about plumbing. Plumbing's like, they're just a sponsor, the plumbing company, you know?
Okay.
So that's kind of like the idea.
Yeah. So what I would do then is, once the account's up to speed, is I would have someone from customer support call you back, and you guys could kind of go through each location and create the appropriate post for each location. Because, you know,
okay.
I don't want to just go on there and put something very generic, you know, that's going to promote plumbing if that's not what your objective is, right? So that's
I would say on one location, like the Facebook ad, like we could promote that. We could bring that in and incorporate it. But then, like, I want, like, it's my own thing to where it's just that, and then we don't mention plumbing, you know?
Okay.
So I just, like, okay. Maybe one more. I'm thinking, like, one more, but just for that itself, like, just its own foundation, like, its own Facebook. Its own whatever. It's like, it's Plumb-O-Matic, but it doesn't have no plumbing logo. It's nothing plumbing, you know. In the plumbing section, yeah, on the Facebook side, you know, with the ads, we could mention the giveaways. But I even uploaded posts and said that, you know, put the link to the channel and be like, you know, I mentioned that through it. You know, I use that as an advertising thing already. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so customer support, they're experts in that location. They would call you back within one business day, and they would all get that set up for you appropriately. All I do typically is call out and collect failed payments. So I can at least do that for you and compose those review generator emails for each location, have the technician start looking into Livonia to see what's going on with that verification, and then I could have customer service call you back. We're in California, so it's only 9:19 in the morning, so I would imagine they'll call you today, but if not, no later than tomorrow, and then they can get all of that technical. What was that?
I'm going to give you a Discover real quick, too.
A Discover. Okay, so let me just indicate it's Discover. And is it still the Van Born Road for the billing address on this card?
Yeah, it should be.
Okay, so the card number when you're ready.
6011-0018-4317-2075.
Okay, expiration?
0126.
And the code on the back?
691.
Okay. So I will get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then within the next 15 minutes or so, you'll see those emails starting to come with the review generator link on all of them. And then let me just check real quick if there is a calendar appointment, excuse me, that's available so I can schedule the call. If not, we just say within one business day. So if there's a calendar appointment, it might be better because then you'll know what time to expect the call. So let's just see here. There's a 5 o'clock available for today, and that's it. So do you want to have them call you like between 5 and 5:30 or?
I know I'm going to be busy today at 5 for sure.
Okay. Let me see. Tomorrow's pretty open. If you want to schedule a certain time for tomorrow, we can do it. If not, I'll just, you know, send the message over and they'll call.
Could we quit it for today at 5:30? And I might make 5:30 because I know as long as it works out with the timing, it's actually going to be like I'll just be getting off. So if we don't work first 5:30, we automatically just schedule me in for something else, like another day or something, if I miss it.
Well, it's the appointment's for 5, and they want me to give a 30-minute window, so they would call you between 5 and 5:30.
Okay, because it might work. As long as if I miss it, if we could just set it up for a different time if it's missed. Cause it
sure.
Might be missed.
Because I can put that in the notes here. I can put, if the call is missed, please schedule something for tomorrow. You know, what would be a good time tomorrow if that does happen?
I would say between 8 to 10 a.m.
Okay, so let me just see here.
Or same time after 5 sometimes.
It's asking me to put in your email to confirm that appointment. So give me a second here. I have plumomatic123@aol.com. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll have them call this number ending in 1809. And then let me put client needs some advanced customer service regarding setting up weekly posts. That will coincide with his YouTube giveaway offer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put 25 days of Christmas giveaway offer. That way they know Christmas. Sure. So let me just submit this and make sure that it gets. Oh, good. Okay, so it went in. It says that that appointment is scheduled, so you're all good to go there. And then someone will call you between 5 and 5:30. I'm going to put a note on the account that if that's missed, that they can just create another one around that time for tomorrow, okay?
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right, and then let me just double-check one last time to make sure that that payment went through because I just went to process it and then I went straight to the calendar. So I want to go back to the account and make sure that I got the green light on the payment. Oh, yeah, I did. I got the green light for you, Dylan. So you're all paid in full all the way till December 26th, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.